All right, so glad to have everyone here tonight. This is Bob and Donna Marie from the Inner Circle. It's warmer than recent history here in Alabama. We've had some cold weather down here. I tell you what, today was a little bit better. How's everyone out there doing? I think I got the lines all open.
Good.
Good, good. What do we got here?
Oh, hi, good evening. This is Joanne.
Hey, Joanne, how are you tonight?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Doing great.
Hi, everyone. It's January 2022, and this is the Inner Circle call. And so grateful you're able to make it here tonight with us. And like Bob said, today was warmer, but we have been freezing our butts off down here, as everyone has been everywhere. It seems like there's lower temperatures than normal. But we're going to make it through, and we're going to see springtime coming. I'm already figuring out where I'm going to put the marigolds that I have a gazillion seeds from last year's marigolds in. So just trying to bring a little bit of that, you know, springtime flowers into the call as, you know, we start off here today. I'm going to just mute lines for a few minutes. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what we were talking about in the class that we had a couple weeks ago, the book Ask and It Is Given, Esther and Jerry Hicks, The Teachings of Abraham. I've gone through this book a few times, and I'm sure others have, and one of the best parts about one of the, I think it's the preference that no matter how many times you go through the book, you pick up something different. But this time this week I was really looking at the introduction, and some of us skip over the introduction to books. We just want to get to the meat of the matter. And I just want to just lay that groundwork here for everyone on the call. At the beginning of the call, we're going to get into questions and experiences and everything that we usually do. But I was inspired by Spirit to bring an opening here and talk about the introduction of the book, because a lot of times we do go through things. And the very beginning of the introduction, I love how Esther talks about her and Jerry went to see somebody else to do this. That was one of my mantras when I was younger, was I'm not going to do this. I go to you. And that's what many of you may think as well, is this, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to rely on you. I'm going to go there. But what I would ask you to open to and expanding to is we can all have connection with Creator, with the source of all. And however it is that you define that, and that, you know, Esther and Jerry aren't any different than Bob and I, or you and yours, or you, or anyone. That we're all, you know, Mom always said, we all put our pants on one leg at a time. And one thing that really struck out to me is how, you know, when she stated that Abraham explained to her that she was given the name We Are Abraham because she was looking for a singular guide. I know many of us do that. We think about, like, who's my spirit guide and who's the strongest? And many of us have loved ones in spirit that we can connect with that is our true. You know, we know that feeling. We felt them in life, and we can feel them when they've transcended into their etheric self. But what I'm asking by what I read in this book to share with you, I'm being asked to say is, when we can open up and know that it's presented to us in a way that we're going to understand it uniquely for us, just as it was for Esther. You know, she got the one name, but then the awareness came around that it is all collective consciousness. That's what they call it, but they also defined it as a multidimensional, multifaceted, multi-conscious sense of communication, which is just like so wonderful of coming up with words to try to describe things that are etheric. And that they bring through her, just as they bring through us, lots of thoughts. It may not necessarily just be yes or no when we ask a question. It may be all those other questions the answer brings to you. keep yourself open to your uniqueness and your unique way. And as we read others and their journeys and how they're sharing with us, please don't hold yourself back from knowing that you have just as much ability to do all of this as anyone else. You know, we often ask ourselves, why me? And spirit is strongly coming through, and I feel like this is part of why we've been really inspired this month to introduce this, really bring it up and talk about Esther and ask, and it is given for so many levels of things. But this is certainly one of the ones that I felt really drawn to. And the best part of what she shared in that as well was what her and Jerry found was, like, this was, like, way cool. Like, they could sit down and ask Abraham questions at any time and get answers. Well, that is something Bob and I are longing for you to be able to feel you're connected with. And that's what we're, you know, ultimately wanting to work towards with you and have fun with and get in that direction of. Oftentimes we don't know what brings us to what it is that we're looking for, but when we hear things like, you know, this just, when you know, it always feels good, the stuff that you're getting when you're asking, or that you're getting when you're not even asking. You've asked for, and now all of a sudden it's there, and it feels good. Those are the things to connect with, because that's when you know it's real true. And that's just really a lot of what I was inspired to share about the introduction. So I encourage you really to take some time to, you know, look at it, see what layers of that it can give you, because one of the lines that I highlighted is, I adore the sense of well-being I've achieved from what I've learned from them. And that's what I think we're all, you know, well-being, joy, peace of mind, less stress, no anxiety, connection, all of these many different levels of things we all talk about that we desire, when it's truly, as, you know, the Belinda, what was Belinda, right, the good witch, said to Dorothy, you've had it inside all the time. It's us reclaiming our connection that's always been there, and the reconnection of it. And that's another thing that's emphasized in the introduction. We all have it. We're just reclaiming it from whatever reason that it's drifted away. We're just pulling it back in. However long a rope that is for you, for me, for anybody, it's all good. And we're all in it together. And thank you for being part of the group here. I think that's a lot of what we most desire as well. What do you think?
Oh, I was muted. Did everybody hear me?
No.
All that time. Well, that's funny.
Thank you, Joanne, for helping us know that.
Well, you know, I was just commenting on Donna's introduction to the book, Ask and It Is Given. I know that many of us have read the book, you know, and I encourage everyone to dive deeper into it if you get the chance. It's certainly well worth it. I think that, as Donna Marie was focusing on the introduction tonight, there's a lot of good in there, and I love the way she correlates the story of Esther and Jerry and their awakening to this connection with spirit, with source, to our own journey, you know, not Donna Marie and I, but your journey, you know, your awakening, your connecting with your divine intuition, because it's really a connection with source. And when we're able to make that connection, then it just works out so much easier for everything you're trying to do. And in the introduction here, you know, when they were talking about the connection that Esther was able to make with this multi-dimension, multi-consciousness entity that conveyed itself with the label of Abraham, that they're not interested in pushing us in one direction or another. They have no agenda. They're not It's not a philosophy that they're trying to get you to think about one thing or another. It's a judgment-free zone. It's all about learning how to connect with your source energy so that you can achieve the things you want to achieve here and make your physical existence here one that you have created rather than one that you just stumbled into. You know, we talk about that a lot too. But the book is so great, and there's so much good material in here. And I really hope that everyone gets a chance to go through it. I know we talked about a lot in the class a couple weeks ago, and I know that in our next class in February, we're going to dive into a little bit more. And I think we're going to be talking about emotions and how they connect. But, you know, talking about the introduction, I think that it's that journey that we all take, getting a glimpse of what's possible out there, getting an introduction to it somehow, somewhere, some way. Like Esther and Jerry had an introduction. You know, she was not – Esther was farthest from thinking that she would be a psychic or a medium or a channel than anyone else you probably know. You know, if you read the introduction, there's a little story in there. She just was so against everything that had to do with anything paranormal. Jerry had some experience with a Ouija board. And Esther wouldn't even stay in the room when he started to tell her stories about that. She would excuse herself or find an excuse to go away because it didn't resonate with her. Until they had this experience with someone else who channels and got to watch it and became interested. And then things began to click for her and fall into place. And her and Jerry began practicing. And, you know, one thing led to another. And slowly things began to click, and she began to make a connection, and then it snowballed from there.
Yeah, and one of my best parts in that introduction was when she, I just had a giggle because she said, like, you know, first she was, like, had this awareness, and then she had tingling, and then she started making letters with her nose, and that's how, you know, they started to wonder what was really going on, and that's how she spelled out, I am Abraham. And then I just giggled because thank goodness one day she was, you know, inspired to sit in front of a keyboard. God bless her if she had to spell out this whole book with her nose, with the letters. So I just had to say that because, you know, we are guided and we are given a means of sharing what it is that's given to us and brought through us, whether that's in your journaling, whether that's in your actions that you take from your awareness in the moment. One of the things that Bob brought up, and I loved it when I was listening to something else from Abraham the other day, was, you know, we're all trying to figure out the future, but the present is the only thing that is. So when we are trying, you know, when we're thinking about what we want in the future, we've just lost the present. So when we stay in the present and just have certainty of what's coming, then there isn't a lot of uncertainty with that. Or we really can gain trust and have the knowing that it really can be a joyful life. And we really can connect with all that we are meant to, because one of the lines was, our only desire for you is that you discover the way to achieve your desires, and that's for us to achieve. So many ways it's given to us, you know. One of the old phrases I was given when I was a kid was, you know, God helps those who helps themselves, comes through immediately from all that file cabinet spirit uses for me, and that's what I want and about with you having your own file cabinet. That's the blocks of information that they're giving us to know, because that's the reference they had to you. I am going to go down being famous, saying they're never going to say platypus to you if you don't know what a platypus is. They're not going to give that to you as a frame of reference. But if you know what it is, they might use it with you. So if I was to describe it, it's out of this world. Most people think I'm crazy, and then you discover it lays eggs, and it's like, that's just crazy pants. But it is truth. So open yourself up and allow yourself to have fun, experience different parts of this journey in this this book of answers, ways of having some answers from Creator, or at least sparking inspiration within you to get your own answers in your own way from your own file cabinet that really do align. I was so perplexed when I saw the parallel between even Esther and Jerry and Bob and I in different ways, but very similar. You know, he didn't push me or have a lot of the questions, but he sure was a catalyst of my opening and allowing. And I appreciate him. He appreciates you allowing us to be part of your catalyst of that. And supporting you in that journey. So I think we've been pretty long-winded on the introduction today. What's going on? And even though half of what Bob had to say at first was cut out, thank goodness to our wonderful member, Miss Joanne, to help us understand and know that it was not coming through, and we figured it out. I just was on the switchboard, so I'm gonna put that thought back on him and see if he has anything else to add before we just open up the line and see if anybody else wants to share with us tonight and with everyone else that will be here and is here.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, we'll open it up in just a second. I do want to share that we were blessed to be able to see Esther and Jerry in person. And, well, I say Esther and Jerry. Jerry's really a sideline guy, you know. But he's very much the driving force behind her expansion and her opening up, you know. Without Jerry, I don't think she would have taken the steps that led her down that road. You know, we can't say for sure because if, you know, anything's possible. And if that was her, it may have happened another way. But it was always something that she was not interested in or not drawn to. And, you know, it was step by step, evidence by evidence, experience by experience that helped her build up that trust. And I think trust is one of the elements that we really stress to you as being so important in trusting the message and the guidances that come through for you. You know, a lot of times, I can't tell you how often, I'll speak from personal experience here, you know, I've talked myself out of guidance, and it's not always big things. You know, it's you get an urge, let's call it an urge or a gut feeling or an instinct to move or act in a certain way, and you say, you know, no. It's that saying no that just shuts the door, which is okay, and we have free will. You know, we're allowed to go and do anything and all we want to. That's the wonderful thing about this physical experience. But what happens when we say no is we're not always sure of what we're saying no to, because we have put all these desires out into the universe, right? And we'll talk about that a little bit deeper in the book. They refer to them as rockets of desire, right? But when we have something that we want, that we've set our intentions on, we put it out there into the universe or to our creator, to our source, to God, whatever terminology you want to use that you're comfortable with. So when these moments come up in our day-to-day life, we have to trust that we're being guided towards those things that we've already asked for. And we don't always know in the moment which one of those desires saying yes in that moment will lead us to. And it could be as simple as turning left or right at a stop sign. You know, it's when we ignore our gut feelings, we ignore our intuition, that we keep missing the boat. We keep missing the boat.
I have to just share this perfect life experience along my journey. Is Bob had encouraged enough, and I had finally said yes to office space. And I'm in this office space. It's the first month I'm in there. Not sure about how I'm going to get clients, but ready to go. And I'm ready for clients and bring it on. And it was a little bit slow because, you know, people didn't know me or even about me yet. Well, within the first 2 weeks of being there, the woman who owned the center was in Florida on vacation and totally forgot she had committed to doing an event in Massachusetts at an expo to do reading. So she roped Micah and I into doing it, even though both of us were absolutely petrified beyond anything to do this. We didn't know what to expect, never did anything like this. Well, Micah and I went up to this event and we cranked out readings. It was such an honor to serve so many people in such a short amount of time. First day, we didn't even take lunch. Second day, we did take a lunch, but when we were leaving the venue, so exhausted from sharing everything we got with everyone else, we looked up in the sky and their creator had given us a double rainbow over the venue we just walked out of. And I just have to say, I wanted to say no to that. I was petrified. But when we realized petrified, that is the exact time the green light is meant to be on. But in this experience, we tend to interpret it as a red light. For so many, we need to have red lights for survival, but we don't need to have red lights to stop us from living.
No red light, huh? Okay. That is true. And, you know, and that's what I'm saying, is that Donna Marie could have said no to that opportunity, and things would have traversed a different path for her. We may not be where we are now. We would most definitely be in somewhere that looks different, you know? So I want to just stress that to you, is that it's that questioning in the moment when you get a gut feeling, when your intuition is speaking to you, when you stop and you start to analyze it, now you're already in trouble. Once you start analyzing it, there's you're done. No, I mean, you can always go back. You're not done. But that's where the trouble starts.
No, isn't it? And the way it feels.
I think you're muted.
But it is a good indicator on how it feels as to whether you are coming in as Bob says that now you're in trouble, or whether it's divine alignment and bringing your evolve, coming to consciousness, whatever it is that you feel comfortable referring to creator of all. I honor everyone's belief system, and that's the best part of our journey here, is that's what we're all trying to share with each other.
All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and open up the line and see if anyone has any questions this week. I know we got a couple of people on here. If you're on the line, say hello.
So do you think that they channel Abraham, or is it automatic writing, or is it both, or?
Oh, well, it morphed over the years. In the beginning, it was just a very simple physical mediumship kind of channeling where, you know, she, as Donna Marie said, she began feeling tingling in her body, and then her nose started twitching, and she actually was spelling out letters in the air with her nose unconsciously. Like, you know, she knew she was doing it, but she didn't know why, and so she went with it. And then it traversed from there to a typewriter. This was before computers. She had a typewriter. And eventually she was able to channel Abraham. Abraham just worked through her hands and ran the typewriter, you know. And then eventually, yeah, then the next step was to actually speak to her. Now, when they had their first experience, Esther and Jerry went to see a medium who had come to town, and a friend of theirs got them an appointment. And that medium spoke, that channel spoke. So that was their first experience of being exposed to something like that, was to actually hear this person channel somebody else. And Esther says in the introduction that she knows it was this person's voice, you know, the voice didn't change. But she could also feel that there was something much deeper behind the voice. It wasn't her friend anymore, you know. So it's mm-hmm. it's a process that took many forms. And I'll say, you know, out there, just like everything else that we talk about, there are so many different ways that these abilities can manifest. You know, some people are very good at automatic writing. You know, it comes easily for them. Because in my mind, Donna Marie can put in her two cents, but in my mind, it comes down to what She's chuckling at me. Okay, so Donna Marie's going to put in 5 cents worth when I'm done. It comes down to how much control you are able and willing to let go of as to what degree of channeling, or even for that matter, intuitive communication can happen for you, you know? So at the lower end of the spectrum, you're able to, let's say that you have this psychic guard, you have this guard around you, this wall, this force field, you know? So when we begin learning how to get in touch with our intuition, we're letting down that shield, we're letting down that wall a little bit, and a little bit of information comes through, we make a connection, we receive some guidance, you know? So the next step would be to lower that even further and to allow something like physical mediumship to occur. Because at that point, you have to have a lot of trust in the process and in your creator to be willing to let your body act of a volition that is not your own. You know, for some people, that's a very scary process, a very scary thought, so they never approach it. But I'll say that also, for some people, the thought of receiving an intuitive message is scary and something that's outside of their frame of comfort, you know? So it's about how much you're able and willing or able to learn to let go of and connect with your source, your creator, that universal energy. I think for each of us, we start at a different point on the spectrum, and you know, we grow on a different rate. It's not a competition or a, you know, there's no end goal. You know, we all do what's comfortable for us, and then we try to stretch a little bit beyond that because we know that whatever is comfortable is probably not going to be what we could have, you know, the joy we could have, the happiness we could have. You know, that takes a little bit extra work. It's not something that we are aligned with naturally. Well, let me rephrase that. I think we are aligned with that naturally, but since birth, we've been pushed and programmed and brainwashed into having these other notions of how the world works. And this awakening, this getting in touch with your creator, with your connection with source, is part of that understanding and that growth that there is a lot more to this, that there is a lot more possibility for you. Okay? So it's that expansion of how much you're willing to give up of yourself in the moment. Because I think the problem is that we're so tied into the idea of I. We all have that I, our identity. That's what makes us unique. You know, without the I, who am I? You know? So it's when we're confident and trusting in our source, our connection with source, that we know that I am God. I am source. You know? I'm not separate from source. So nothing can happen to me. That's the point where people who channel are able to release. It's that trust in source and that trust in that connection. You want to add to that, Donna Marie?
Yeah, Joanne, when you were asking, is it just automatic writing or is it that she's channeling? It's kind of interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
And not even really kind of. The way I feel Spirit's asking me to share this is that, you know, when we ask, we are given answers. You know, we're given answers. We're given guidance. We're given support. We're given we're given thoughts. But when you allow yourself to trust that, like with Esther, she didn't dig it at first, and then, you know, when they had her start moving her head, and I say they, because that's very often, I even find myself, I've moved into that as well, but they wanted to be able to give it a label so that she felt comfortable, because so many of us, even in our journey, and maybe still some of us, are looking for who's our spirit guide. Like, who's the one that's directing this? I know often I find something will come through and it's got a different sense to it, and I call it my wise ass spirit guide. You know, they come through with these like really blunt things that just like kind of rough, but I say them or they're like, you know, fresh or funny, or it's just different feels to the messages that are coming through when I'm delivering messages, okay? But it's all for the best and highest good always. So as Bob said, we had the privilege of seeing Esther. And when you got to see her open her to her process, it wasn't a big thing where she had to sit and light the candle, and she had practiced it so often she was easily able to tap into it. And the way I heard her describe it, even at this event we were at, is like, she said, I don't leave. It's not like I leave and they take over. Like, they're just going to make me take my clothes off kind of thing in front of you. It's that I hear everything that's being said. It's coming through me in my way of delivery, but it's them giving me it to give to you.
Hmm.
So what we get from her is what she has gotten as downloads, just as you get downloads. You know, those weird, profound things we call strange. Like, why all of a sudden are you telling me that? Or, you know, or you ask a question and then you get like four or five examples that you can refer to from your past that are giving you a ability to understand what they're trying to help you to understand because you've asked to understand that. And as far as, you know, I just want to bring one more thing in about the introduction where they were saying, also I was listening to something when they were saying, you know, we're in the present moment and we think about the future, but we've just lost the present. So each present is the future that we're missing by thinking about the future all the time. It's mm-hmm. putting out those intentions. You know, I put out the intention, I want to give a lot of messages. Well, I had no way of knowing how that was delivered. And it certainly didn't come in the way I would have ordered it. You know, I would have loved to have, you know, 5 hours a day all month booked up every day. I didn't want to do the rapid thing, but boy, doing that rapid thing was exactly what my energy needed and my path needed, and Spirit knew it. So that's how it presented. It's allowing ourselves to know that we can ask and it is given. So be careful what you ask for, because you never know how it's going to come. And it's the truth, because, you know, I put out this small thought of an intention at one time of sitting there at lunch and thinking, boy, I wish I could see this view every day and let it go. And then 3 years later, literally, I'm opening the door and I'm looking out and I'm seeing pretty damn close to the same view of the same body of water. And I think, oh my gosh, I thought about that how long ago, and this is it. And I never realized it. I'd been in that place for a month. Almost a year, excuse me. Before it clicked that I put that desire out there, it was delivered and I never even realized it. So even though Esther wasn't putting out those rockets of, like, I hope this can happen to me, Jerry and her were meant to have that happen. When she went to that first session, they told her, you know, you're going to have a clairaudient thing. And she didn't even know what that meant. She had to go look it up. And then she was like, what? So, you know, when you listen to a lot of the folks' stories that we look at, and we really resonate with and we feel them as truth and true and honest than they are for us. And the experiences you have with the things they're sharing is for you in those moments too. Just as the things that I share through me from Spirit, it's in that moment that I give it to you and then you take it from there and make that ripple. Or hold on mm-hmm. and just grow yourself, you know, whatever it is. That is perfect for that. But just as Bob said, it's all good no matter what. You know, my first husband wasn't supportive. My second husband is. Mm-hmm. What if my first was? Well, what if is a lot of energy that I don't want to put there. I don't want to put my energy on what ifs and should have beens and could haves, because I can't be. So let's go into what can. And what we are desiring so that they can help us to achieve it. That's the thing, is like they can help us, but like we got to do it. sometimes. Like, I could have said, no, I can't do that. I've never done anything like that before. Thank God Micah was doing it too, because I think that's the only reason both of us had the courage to do it, was because we weren't doing it alone. And both of us so grew and so expanded, and I guarantee it's one of her most profound experiences as well along her journey. And you all have them too, with the things that, you know, like, it clicks. That's what the journals are about. Keeping those journals of the things that, like, clicked with me. I mean, I was in that apartment for a year before I realized I had put that intention out. And when we know that we are connected to all that is, collective consciousness, and we are contributing just as those that came before us and those that are yet to come will continue to. It's a never-ending cycle, and that's the beauty of life as we like to define it here, right? The cycle of life. Little do we realize just how profound it is, and won't fully get it until we're able to be where we can fully get it. But for here, we can certainly have more peace and more joy when we feel that connection and we go with it. And, like, you know, everybody tries to describe it in so many ways, and you know, you hear yourself repeating, like, go with the flow. Well, go with the flow is a lovely, cliche saying, but think about it for, you know, when we go into these things and we think about them, just as these old sayings my family gave me, goodness gracious, when I look at them now, how many layers of meanings there are to certain things. And even when you look at the origin of some of them, you're shocked. But they are sayings that were brought forward because so many people experience the same thing. That's the best part of this, is none of us are alone in this. And when we're getting together with like-minded people, it really helps us know that, yeah, you know, Esther can do it. She's just like me. Hmm. Joe Schmo did it. They're just like me. I marvel at Louise Hay, but man, she's just a person. She was just a person like you and me. And when I met her, you could just feel her energy on how you wanted to have that and be that and soak it up, because she'd been through the trenches to get there. And when you know it, it's like, man, you know, me too. And I'm ready. And let's go. Because we can have it any time. It's not, we have to invent it. We just are reclaiming it. Okay. Mm. We all have the connection. We all have that inner knowing, that gauge. And they're all different. That's what's so screwed up with us trying to get the norm. There is no norm for anything. There's a general consensus often on things, but there's no normal on anything. We are all meant to be unique and different here. Some like more than others, but none of us are the same, and none of us have the same experience. It's the filter, the next thing that's going to happen, except when we allow ourselves to be guided. And when we're guided, it's always going to be the highest next direction. And if we feel like it's not, don't kick ourselves, because that's just invented here. Get up and go another way. You know, I think of those old cartoons we used to watch, right? And they get up and they bump against the wall and they fall down and they get up and bump against the wall. Well, they didn't give up. Like, you just keep going. You just got to keep getting up and keep going and trusting and saying, yep, I saw that in the journal. Put it in there. Then you see it. And I'll go into my really profound experience with Esther and Jerry if you haven't heard it another time at that presentation we went to in New York. It was one of my most, I know some of you have heard it, but it was one of my biggest growing experiences because it helped me to believe the unbelievable. So that's a little teaser for another time. But it was it really exciting and again, part of my journey that gave me that confirmation. We want confirmation. We're human, and we want evidential stuff. And nobody else was seeing what I saw, but I knew I saw it, and nobody was going to tell me otherwise. And that's what's the best part of many of us that are on this journey is, you know, we are souls that, like, you know, other people can say anything they want, but when we have a true knowing of something, it's ours. And that's why mm-hmm. spirit works so clearly with us, so we can see when they give it to us, so we can own it too.
Hmm.
Any other questions from anybody tonight?
Well, do you
it's
think
right.
that one of the, like, I know Bob was saying, like, you have to trust, and, or you said it, like, that you're one with spirit and spirit's one with you. How do you know if that is your block? Like I feel like I do. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like in other physical areas, I'm able to be very self-aware about where I am with certain things. But, you know, because even with some of my conversations with you, it's just like you have
yep.
to trust more. So how do you know if that's what's blocking you or you know?
Well,
things?
I feel Joanne. I feel really what strongly came through as soon as you started asking this was just what was brought through before is just to know that, you know, when you question it is when you've got it kind of thing. It's like, but it's also what I have to ask you to explore for yourself in your talkings with Creator and all and collective consciousness and the divine is
uh-huh.
why don't I feel like I deserve to be connected to you? Why don't I feel like you would talk to me? Like, who am I? Because I do feel in many areas, you know who you are, and I love it. I love your energy that way. But there's a certain, like, little part in there of, like, well, why am I so important? You know, who, thank you. I remember my father used to say in this, well, who died and left you boss? Right? Like, like, who said all of a sudden you're in charge and like, what you know is right and may, you know, what you know is right for you, what's right for someone else is right for someone else. So it's not even going over the judgment. It's just like knowing that what's right for me is what's right for me. My father came home from treatment one time, and I remember him his line to everybody when they say something is, well, I'm entitled to my opinion. I'm entitled mm-hmm. to my opinion. And yeah, you are entitled to how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Opinions, that's a whole other story. But that's where it brought me was we are entitled to how we feel and what feels right for us. And that is what's right for us. And it's going to be different from everybody. It doesn't make anybody right or wrong. But what you have to allow yourself to know and stand strong is your right is just as right as anyone else's right, and their right doesn't make your right wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people try to prove other people wrong just so
yes,
they feel right.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
I'm not
right.
experiencing that right now, which is, your words are very pertinent in more ways than
thank
one.
You. And thank you. And I, it's spirit coming through because they know. And the mm-hmm. thing is, you know, it's okay. You know, if somebody has to say that what I do is wrong, makes them feel right. I've grown to a place in myself, comfort within myself and trust in knowing that, it's okay. I don't need them to agree with me. It's mm-hmm. not that it doesn't matter, but it's really not meant to stop me, ultimately.
Yeah.
Because nothing ever has. I mean, why would that be something that stopped me? It's
yep.
not. I'm not hurting nobody. I'm not doing nothing to hurt nobody. I'm just believing different than anybody else maybe in the next 100-mile vicinity. That's okay. I'm not hurting nobody.
Yeah.
I don't have to prove them wrong to know that I'm right. They may have to prove me wrong to make them right. That's okay. That's their thing. That's them. That's not me. And yeah, my interactions with them can be difficult, but what they're meant to really do, Spirit just whispered in my ear, is to give you the ability to know that you're strong within yourself and of your conviction. And it's just another form of showing you that, of like a way of giving you the ability to have more confidence. It's not like you have to stand up for yourself. It's that you can stand strong in yourself and not waver just because of what others believe. Like, I can agree to disagree with you from now till the cows go home. And that's okay. I don't have any hostility. I just don't agree. And I honor the way you feel and the way you think, but I don't feel that way. It's just allowing yourself to be strong in what you know is right for you. And that's where I feel Spirit was giving you about that, of like, you know, just knowing that you are deserving of that, that you do have a direct line. Like, you know, as a good Catholic girl in my upbringing, you know, we didn't ask for things. Like, if you asked for things, you bargained, first of all, but you didn't bother God. Why is God going to bother with little old you, is what they basically gave you as the way to feel.
Mm-hmm.
It never felt right to me. I knew I could always talk to somebody and they would answer me, and that there was always, you know, love, and there was never rejection, and there was never judgment. It was only like everybody around me judging me like things. But I just, as everyone in human experiences, we lose that light a little bit. But when we find it, we do everything we can not to let it get dim again. And that's what you're doing here with expanding your inner worthiness, thank you, of your divineness. Because, you know, I could sit here and I could give you a million reasons, and that's probably no exaggeration, about why I shouldn't be someone that can talk to dead people, or can talk to Creator and know exactly what is meant to be shared with you as an answer to your question. But I'm not, because none of that affects this. That's just life experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So give yourself the grace of, I am deserving. I want you to, like, you know, put it on your phone somewhere and have it play to you when your alarm goes off in the morning. Or, you know, first thing you see when you open your eyes, I am deserving. I am God. God is me. Like Bob said, that freaks people out sometimes. But we are creators, and we are creating for collective consciousness. And collective consciousness, the divine is all that is. And all that is only from all that was and has been and will be. So we're all in it together. Past, present, future. You know, it's like beyond our understanding, but it's so vast and reassuring that we're supported always.
Thank you so much. There's so much meaning to what you just said, so I thank you.
Thank you for being here and asking the question, and I really hope, you know, what Spirit shared through me is very serving to all, because so many of us have that, you know, that clog in the drain, you might say, of, and I can't tell you, it doesn't, you know, reoccur at times. I'm just as human as others. But, you know, as you become aware and you see, the more you see and the more you're aware. So, you know, instead of calling myself stupid for 10 days now, it's 5 seconds. And I hear, no, you're not. Not that I always listen 100%. That's just truth being told. I might go on another few more minutes, but not like I used to. And that's, for me, celebration. Because I'm not meant to be perfect. I'm going to go for those well-beaten paths just like everybody else is. But I'm not going as far and as deep. And my new path is really getting good. I'm getting so that I'm almost there, always, every time on something. So that's what we all have to just give ourselves the grace of allowing Spirit to help us, guide us, move us in that direction. But when you realize that there's so many others that you think are all that, and they're in, you know, they've got all this, and, you know, they're just the same old Joe as you and me. And mm-hmm. you and me are just as they are. And, you know, like me, Esther was like, I ain't doing this. Other people do this. So thank God. Thank all that is. Thank divine. Thank Allah. Thank Buddha. Thank everything that we refer to as a higher consciousness state of being. Thank it all for her sharing this, because it gives us a springboard to then say, well, wait a minute, this happened to her. Maybe I can be connected in my own way. I'm not necessarily going to be spelling letters with my nose or typing out a whole book, or maybe I am. I don't know. Let's see where it goes. And that's the best part of our journey here. We don't know. We're meant to keep experiencing for all that is. And we're never, you know, going to make a wrong direction whenever we take action, because they're always supporting us and recalibrating and re-guiding, and so are we. That's why we know the contrast of, you know, the what feels good and what doesn't. That basic stuff I always talk about, that inner feeling. That's our true gauge. It's that, does it feel good or not? If not, why not? Mm-hmm. If it's something I got to work through, then cool. You know, I mean, I know I'm no Bo Derek. I know a bunch of you will laugh at that reference. But, you know, but I'm certainly not, I don't look bad like I used to carry around. I don't. Right. So that's right. Not true. And that's gone. It's, I felt bad the way I looked. Well, why is that? When I explore, there's a core to it. I realize the core of it. I take that core out. And this is so gross, but they just said, just like your sister's planter's wart. So I had to say that. She went through so much to get that poor thing, that thing out of her foot, because she waited so long, right? We wait so long until we try to figure things out. Sometimes we do have to get 10 answers to get the answer. Just keep asking. Ask the questions that come from the questions to get to the answers, to get to achieve what it is you desire. Just as Abraham brought through Esther, that's what this is all about, achieving our desires. And we can. We certainly can. I thank you all for, you know, bringing all the questions and taking the time out of your schedule and allowing Spirit to come through myself, you, and Bob, and everybody else that listens on to the call that we had tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything you want to end up with at the end, Bob?
Is there anybody else that wanted to speak up or ask any questions? Not sure. I know we got a couple more people on the line here. You certainly don't have to, but the lines are open if you want to. I know it is a wonderful book. And, you know, the more you get into it, the deeper it becomes. As I said, it's an easy read. So don't let the topic scare you. Don't let the material or the messenger scare you. The material in there, as we're sharing with you, is certainly worth your while. In so many different respects, it really is. I know.
It was very inspiring to me along my journey, and that's why I wanted to bring it to everyone here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think we'll wrap things up here for our January call. Thank you. Thank everybody so much for being here. You know, whether you're listening live or listening to the recording, I know there are quite a few nuggets in here that you can certainly carry with you. And we'll get the recording up as soon as possible. And thank you all for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much. And, you know, all these little sparks of questions or thoughts or clicks can't encourage you enough to keep these in your journal to help you grow your trust and belief in the connection and how it manifests in your specific life along your specific journey, because we are all individuals, and even though it's similar, it's very different. So thank you all. Have a blessed rest of the month, and we look forward to connecting again soon. Check us out in the Facebook group and watch your emails. You never know what kind of surprises could be coming.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.